You know, I wonder where my partner Gimlet is. Boy, have we thought of a great racket now. Making records. Uh-oh. Yeah, what's the password?
Alakazam!
That's it. Come on in, Gimlet.
Hiya, Charlie. How's our recording business going?
Not so loud. Not so loud, Gimlet. This is Black Market. And you know what Big Ears Petrillo's got.
Well, we're going to make a fortune, ain't we?
Yeah. Hey, you said it. With Bergen like a piece of this, boy. Hey, should we let Bergen in on it?
Ah, forget about old Fuzzy Top.
Yeah. Yeah, what a setup. I get the customers and all you have to do is work your recording machine.
Yeah, but it's too darn confining.
Only if you get caught.
Say, Charlie, I got a disc jockey waiting outside. And he wants the Hobie Carmichael record as soon as we make it.
Well, excuse me, Daddy. Will you please excuse me? AMX of Strength and the world's Jim Dandiest disc jockey.
What's your most popular record, Pop?
Yeah.
Well, I like that Spurs, that Yingle Yangle Yingle. Then they're sung by Dinah Shortstrom.
We'll let you know when the Carmichael record is ready.
Yeah, well, thank you, thank you. I go now and work on my radio program. You can work a little on your accent, too. Uh-oh, that might be Hoagie now. Gimlet, get behind the screen with your recording machine.
Okay.
Hey, what's the password?
Carmichael.
That's good enough for me. Come on in. Well, Hoagie Carmichael. I didn't recognize you without your old rocking chair.
And I didn't recognize you without Bergen's knee.
Oh. Well, I'm so glad you dropped in. You must be tired. Yes, you're tired. Sit down at the piano.
No, but I'm not tired.
Yeah, well, sort of rest your hands on the keyboard.
Wait a minute, Charlie.
Stop pushing
that piano stool under me.
Oh. Tell me, is it true, Hoagie, that when you write a song, you just dash it off in half hour or so?
Oh, no, I have to live the part.
You have to live it.
Yeah, I studied astronomy 4 years before I wrote Stardust.
Say, not so.
Yeah, and I drank buttermilk for 6 years before I wrote Old Buttermilk Sky.
Well, it sure took a long time to churn that one out.
Now, Charlie, if I'd known you sooner, I could have written trees.
Yeah. Just a little hokey hokey.
Oh, okay. When is Umpchay gonna sing?
Who's that?
I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear anything.
What about the Eckerd Ray?
What does he mean, Eckerd Ray? Oh, I say, did somebody call me?
No, Ray. This is the person who made Old Rocking Chair famous.
Really? My word. Don't tell me that this is Whistler's mother.
Hugo Carmichael.
No,
Hoagie. Indeed, really. You know, it's a curious thing. I once knew a Mr. Carbuncle in London. But you couldn't be the same chap. No, he was much taller, you know. Besides, he's dead.
Well, that kills it right there. Now, Hoagie is a composer and a singer, too, aren't you?
Hmm? Yes, and if the notes aren't too close together, I can read music, too.
Tell me, Mr. Cowmilker. Now.
Mr. Noble.
Well, now, tell me, which do you favor, the high register or the low register?
The cash register.
Mr. Carmichael, won't you please do a number for us? Oh, I would rather hear you sing than eat.
Yeah? When did you ever hear me eat?
Oh, I don't know. Okay, start rolling.
What do you mean, start rolling?
I mean, start playing. What am I saying?
Say, Charlie.
Yeah?
Now, what's this microphone for, and what are all those wires on the floor running over to that screen?
Wires? They look like wires, don't they? Oh, they're so messy around here, you know. Well, I think one wire goes to the East Coast and one to the West Coast, and this wire goes to stations WEEK in Peoria.
Oh, good. I got an uncle there.
On your father's side?
No, on the south side.
My cousin.
Hold it!
Oh, darn. Gimlet, what's the matter?
A casket. I think I blew a gasket.
Well, put in another fuse. start over again, will you, Mr. Carbine? We owe you so much.
You certainly do. And you can give me the record.
What?
Stealing my record. You know what could happen to you for this?
Well, they can't do anything to me. I just stood here. Gimlet made the record.